I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, yes, 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 oh, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Have your way. 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 Have your way in me. In me. In me, in me, in me, in me, I'll say yes, I'll say yes, I'll say yes. say yes. I'll say yes. I'll say yes. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see yet another day. God, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I can also repeat that and say, I was glad when they said unto me, it's time for us to pray. For you urge us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint, because prayer changes things. Prayer, God, comes in and lifts up a room. Prayer comes in and lift their up, hung down heads, Lord, because we begin to stop focusing on ourselves and we place the soul and whole focus on you. And when we begin to look at you instead of looking at our problems, when we begin to focus on you instead of focusing on our situation, when we stop allowing the storms and the winds that are blowing in our lives to get us off focus on you and God, then everything around us becomes insignificant. The pain that may be going on in my body, it becomes insignificant because, Lord, I know that the pain that you bore on Calvary's cross had to be way more extreme than the pain I may be in my body at this time. Lord, when we begin to just forget about those people who are persecuting us and those that are lying on us and those that are speaking evil against us, God, to begin to focus in on you, we'll understand, Lord, that people spat on you and people lied on you, Lord, and they crucified you and turned their backs on you, even those that you were intimate with, those that you walk with daily for your 3 years of ministry. And, Lord, you still love them, you still have compassion towards them, you still sacrificed your life. So, Lord, when we stop focusing on the environment and what's around us, Lord, then we have our eyes on you. And David said, I look to the hills, because he understood that you are high and lifted up. And as long as we continue to keep you high and lifted up, you will draw us unto you. So this morning, God, we come before your presence with singing to magnify you and to glorify you, to tell you, God, that we need you, God, and we can't make it in this day without you. Lord, we can't take another step. We can't make another move. We won't allow ourselves to make another decision without seeking your face first this morning. Because when we start our mornings off with you, Lord, we get the best of everything. We connect to the source of our strength. We get the strength and the replenishment and the renewal, God, that we need, that only can come from you. God, you give us wisdom. You give us insight. You help us put this flesh under subjection. And then we don't have to worry about the flesh getting the best of us throughout the rest of the day. When we seek you first, Lord, we get to hide ourselves in the presence of the Almighty God. We get to tell this flesh that you're not going to get any of God's glory, but that God, he's going to get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When we seek you first, God, our lives begin to change. Situations begin to change. Circumstances begin to change because we put our mouths on you instead of putting our mouths on the things that are in this world. When I begin to bless you, God, you begin to transform my life. When I begin to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, Lord, you continue to show me how much you sacrifice for me every single day, and how much you love me every single day, and how much you care for me every single day, and how much you protect me, God, every single day. So I'm going to do like David did, and I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, because when I allow you, oh God, to get the praise and the glory, you begin and you continue to transform my atmosphere. You continue to shift the atmosphere, shift my situation. You begin to speak peace in the times of storm, oh God, and you declare peace be still, that even the winds obey you, even fools will obey you, even devils have to obey you. Everything, oh God, that's subject to you has to obey your word. So, Lord, here we are standing before you in the need of prayer. As we go into day 10 of our 31 days of prayer, Lord, you have been a provider. You have been a keeper. You have been a strong tower. You have been a way maker. And we're grateful, God, that we can lean and depend upon you. We don't have to worry about the leaning and depending upon our own might. But, Lord, we lean and we depend upon you. Because, again, God, I have to say it every single day, that you are the very air that we breathe. Lord, I can't do anything unless you allow me to breathe. I can't think any thoughts, Lord, unless you allow me to think some thoughts. Lord, I can't lift my hand unless you allow me to lift my hand. So I'm grateful, God, that you are a merciful God. I'm grateful, God, that you are a loving God. I'm grateful, Lord, today that you are a compassionate God, and I am somebody special to you. I'm not insignificant. I'm not something that was just thrown into a deal, but Lord, you died for me specifically. You gave your life for me specifically. You called out my name that I must stay on this cross and I must bear the sins of Eugene because he will need me to die on a cross for his sins. I'm grateful, Lord, today, and I'm excited about what you have in store for each and every one of us on this day. We need you, God, today. We can't make it without you. And so we surrender to your will even now. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey. Again, Lord, we're going into day 10 of our 31 days of prayer, and it seems like time is just flying. I thank you for the protection that you gave us as we traveled from the Portsmouth Tidewater area. We thank you for keeping your people all day long. We thank you for those that are joining in on our call right now, for them taking the time to sacrifice some extra minutes or hours of sleep just to bow down before you, just to surrender to your will. We surrender right now. We don't know what you have planned for us today, but, Lord, you know the plans that you have for me today. And so, Lord, I want to bless you now. I want to praise you in advance. Lord, I want to lift you up and give you the glory in advance, Lord, so you can take care and handle and take me where I need to go and what I need to do and what I need to say on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. You know your plans. And I don't question your plans. I'm learning day after day. I can't question the almightiness of you, God, because you are magnificently great and you're high and lifted up. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bless us, Lord, today, that we would praise you like never before. Put a praise on our lips. God, help us to bless you and to magnify you. Help us to put a praise on those circumstances in our lives, Lord, that seem like they're overwhelming or that they're taking over, or, Lord, that they're getting the best of us. Help us to put a praise on it, because praise and prayer, they change things. You said these kinds come out by fasting and praying. And during this time of consecration, prayer consecration, and as we continue to fast on Tuesdays and Fridays, Lord, we need these kinds to come on out, Lord. We need you to rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. We need you to cast the devil out of the mind, Lord, for your name's sake. We need you to wash us in the blood, God, for your name's sake, that you might receive and that you might get the glory out of our lives. We don't want to do anything on this day, this holy day, this Sunday. It's not a Monday, as Aaron said a couple of weeks ago, but it's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We thank you, God, because we're looking to receive your glory, oh God, today. We're looking for you to endure us and endow us with power right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, fill us, Holy Ghost, right now, till we can't handle anymore. That as we enter into the gates of the house of the Lord, we'll enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and we'll enter into your courts with praise. We won't come in with sad stories. We won't come in belated, Lord, but we'll be on time to meet you at the appointed place and the appointed time. God, whether it's in San Diego or in Texas, Lord, or in Washington, D.C., Lord, wherever we're calling in from right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we want us to have a glorious service today. Oh, God, come in and shower down your anointing. And, Lord, shower down a refreshing rain, Lord. Come in and renew us and empower us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that we may glorify you, that we may honor and adore you, that we may lift you up, oh God, because we need you to draw us nearer to thee in the mighty name of Jesus. I can't get excited because my time is far spent, but I'm grateful, Lord, that I know who I can lean on. I'm grateful this morning I know who I can lean upon. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, that greater is he that's in me. I have the greater one that abides with me. I have the greater one that lives inside of me. And because of who you are, I not only give you glory, but I am who I am today. God, as we pray for the church on day 10 of our 31 days of prayer, Lord, I pray that your will might be done in our lives. Lord, today we're focusing on the great commission that you gave the church. You told us to go, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. That's what you've told us to do, and oftentimes in these days and times, we don't share the good news. We share the deals that we found at the supermarket. We share the coupons that we received online for flights and all the other stuff. We share a whole bunch of stuff, but we don't let the world know that Jesus still saves. Lord, I know it's Sunday, and we'll more than likely be in church with mostly like-minded believers. But Lord, help us to let our light shine. Help us to glow, Lord, with your glory. Glow with your power. Glow with your love today. Help us to let our light so shine that somebody may say, what's going on with you? And why do you have so much joy? Then we can let them know that it's nobody but you that have blessed us to be and to shine the way that we are shining. I want to encourage them, Lord, today. Oh, help them to praise you like never before. Oh, God, that we may exude the love of Christ and that we may shine the glory of our God in our services and in our day-to-day walk on this day, our journey that you have for us today. Thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for another opportunity to pray. Thank you, oh, God, for a time to set ourselves aside to seek your face, a small 15, 20 minutes of a day, just to tell you that we love you, just to tell you that we need you, just to tell you that we are nothing without you. So bless us, oh God, as we do your will. Lead, guide, and direct us, God. Empower us for this day. And as you do this, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the magnificent. God, before I go, God, anoint everything that we put our hands to do today. Lord, I have to preach. I ask that you would anoint me to preach with power and clarity under your anointing. Some are going to service and they have to play musically with instruments. Lord, anoint their hands that they may pray under an anointing, God, that they like never before. If they have to sing, God, help them to sing, oh God, as the angels sing, oh God, and shift the atmosphere and bless the house. Or whether they just are the clappers or the fillers, oh God, or the ushers or whatever their capacity in the service today. Lord, help them to do it, oh God, with great expectancy, God, to see that your move and your power will be done, oh God, will be fulfilled in the house. Help the ushers to usher in and to keep order in the house, Lord. Help the mothers to pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that need to be saved, Lord. Help the ministers to minister and the Levites to praise and lead us in worship. Whatever the capacity, Lord, help us to do it with your glory and your power and with your might. So do it, oh God, this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. And all the praises. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen, and amen.